the issue of comfort women has been a long-standing issue, and we have taken note of this agreement. We have seen this agreement, which was provided to us by the state party. So we had looked into it, and we have thought it has not really fully integrated the concerns of the victim. But we felt that in the implementation of the agreement, both, I mean, we cannot address it to Republic of Korea because they are not the state party which has come to us, but in this case, the Japan state party, we have recommended to them that they implement the agreement bearing in mind a victim-oriented approach. And what is victim-oriented approach? I would like to say what we in the committee, in our concluding observation, has underlined that the women, the survivors, the victims, their voice need to be heard in the implementation. Their rights and demands and views needs to be taken into account.
Do you have an idea of how many victims we're talking about?
Frankly, I don't have the figure. And even if there is a figure, there may not be an absolute figure. So I would not really get into that.
Can I just ask you about the work of CEDAW, the UN Women's Rights Committee? Mm-hmm. What kind of teeth does it have? The last time you looked into State mm-hmm. Party of Japan, it was in 2009, and this is the latest one. So mm-hmm. it's going to be a number of years before the next yeah. report comes up.
Well, you know, when one talks about teeth, it seems one needs to bite, but we don't bite. But what we do is we pursued. And yes, it may take some time, but we have seen that, you know, by repetition, by bringing an issue into visibility, and by doing so again, there are changes, sometimes even incremental changes. So I think from the committee's point of view, we like to engage. And that's what it is, you know. We don't think that anything can progress if we name and shame state party.
Accepting, too, that you are part of the UN human rights mm-hmm. machinery, so mm-hmm. your reports filter up and finally go to the Human Rights Council, yes. and that's the way mm-hmm. things work at mm-hmm. the United Nations. Can we finally talk about your message for International Women's Day? Why the focus on rural women, then, for International Women's Day?
Mm-hmm. The focus that the committee had paid on rural women in our statement is for two reasons. First is that this year the theme talks about 2030 agenda, and we see that all that can be related, the implementation of the SDGs with the rural women's situation. And also this session, just on Thursday, last Thursday, the committee adopted its 34th general recommendation on rural women, who are disproportionately affected, not only in terms of their position and rights vis-a-vis male members in their community, but vis-a-vis the urban sisters. So this is where we felt that there is important, because women, rural women, comprise a large majority of the women of the world. So our focus, as rightly said, we have, because Article 14 of the CEDAW Convention is fully devoted to rural women, but all the other rights under the remaining 15 articles can also apply very effectively. So our focus has been this year to celebrate also the adoption of the general recommendation, and also to say that how the SDGs implementations are linked with the uplift of the situation of rural women globally, both in developing countries, and even we have focused in developed countries, in rural areas and the remote areas. Rural women are not effectively being benefited by the policies and programs that are adopted at national level.